Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Bourque. You could call driver Mark Campbell a bit of a renaissance man, a promising young driver who is two wins away from setting the all-time wins record at Red Shore Charlottetown. Mark has varied tastes outside the track, quirky superstitions on the track, and a set of hands that has helped him claim his first driving victory after just five lifetime starts at the tender age of 19. He's our guest on this week's edition of Trot Radio. Mark Campbell, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm just doing great, and there's a lot of good reasons why it's fun being Mark Campbell these days. You're just a pair of wins away from becoming a PEI driving legend. You nervous?
I'm a little nervous. It's been 24 years since the record's been established, so that's it's pretty crazy. The guy who had it is Paul McDonald, or he right. still has it, he was just kind of an idol of mine. I really looked up to him when I was growing up down here and stuff. So, to try and beat his record is pretty incredible.
You've got eight drives on Saturday at CDP, and all but two are lower than 3-1. Now, is that the driver giving the horses the low odds, or are you just getting listed on the favorites because of your success this year?
Most of the horses that I'm driving Saturday, I've been really driving most of the year. I've been lucky enough to drive some pretty nice horses, and the trainers kind of put them in the class where they fit, and hopefully the odds aren't a lie. Hopefully I do have some shots.
When you hopped on to driving your first race, which was back on July 14th, 2004, aboard, do you remember the horse?
Regal Victory.
Bingo. When you did that, did you have any idea you'd reach this level of success so quickly?
No, I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't think it would happen. I've always wanted to be the best or try to be the best or close to being the best. But no, I didn't really think it would happen that quickly or the way it has happened, really.
Was there an aha moment when you said to yourself, you know something, I'm pretty good at this?
There's a couple times I probably thought of that, and then I the next drive or the next night you go out there and you can't win a race, and it kind of brings you back to reality a bit.
Yeah, well, you got to have those aha moments. They're the ones that give you the confidence to keep you going. I always ask drivers if they remember the name of their first winning horse, so I'll ask you, your first winning drive was on board whom?
Horse named Crestwave Gaze. He was PEI bred, and I actually still have the gentleman that owns him. He's still one of my owners, so it's a pretty nice experience to enjoy the ride with somebody like that too. He was kind of my first owner, and he's still there. So
nice to have that support. This individual, Crestwave Gaze, was a PEI bred, as you said. His sire made over $450,000 on the track, and he was by the legendary Albatross. That was your first win. Is there a win since then that stands out for you over the course of your career? And if so, what made it so special?
It'd probably be the 2007 Atlanta Breeders' Crown down here for three-year-old fillies. It was a filly named Forceful Hope. I trained her and I drove her, and it was my first real big stakes race. Hmm. And it was probably the biggest moment yet. I mean, I had a bigger race this year. I won the Maritime Breeders here mm-hmm. with a filly that I trained and driven. But that was my first real, big yeah. race. And, I remember that day, and I had a really good day that day. And, it was kind of a nervous day, but it was pretty fun.
What is it about Prince Edward Island that makes it produce so many great horsemen? Everybody's got a theory. Let's hear yours.
Well, I kind of think it's because we all have to start at the bottom. The first horses I had to race and train and all myself were my grandfather's horses, and they were just bottom-end horses, and that's all we had. But, you treated them like they're million-dollar horses, yeah. I think it just goes from there. You learn how to deal with the horses that aren't so fast and have lameness issues, and once you have better horses, maybe you keep treating them that way. I started driving on horses that were long shots in the lower classes down here and just worked my way up.
Well, it's interesting you mention that and the care that has to be given to these horses, because you also do a lot of training, and you're very committed to making sure that as a trainer you do the best job you can, and that the welfare of the horse is paramount. At some point, Are you going to have to decide between full-time training and full-time driving? Which would it be?
Well, down here, I mean, if you want to be in the business, you know, you pretty well have to be a trainer and a driver to have the top horses, unless you have another job type of thing that doesn't involve horses, but and you just want to drive. And, you know, maybe someday that would be an option, but right now, I really enjoy training horses. I really enjoy the young horses, the yearlings, and breaking them and train them down. So right now I want to do both.
Yeah. Now, that leads me to the obvious question. We don't want to look too far beyond Saturday, but have you been getting people talking to you saying, hey, you know what, you got to go downtown. You got to go down the road to the big show. Would that be an option for you?
It's hard to say. I really don't think so. Like you know, I have a family here. I have two little kids, and we have a house and everything, and everything's going pretty good right now. Mm-hmm. I was in Ontario before, and I was up there for 6 months or so, and then I got hurt, and I came back home. But, you know, right now, I don't mind being here. You know, I mean, we have some downtime in the winter time, and that's not a bad thing. I get to go on a little vacation, you know, every winter and stuff, and you don't miss time. And, you know, like I said, I was in Ontario, and it's a pretty busy schedule up there. Okay, you know, I just don't mind. I don't mind being the bigger fish in the little pond. You know what I mean?
Good for you. And after all, home is home is home.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You're one of the three candidates for the 2011 O'Brien Award of Horsemanship, and you're in some established company. You've got Keith Clark, for crying out loud, a Hall of Famer, and Guy Gagnon, who is a very accomplished horseman. I see him a lot, of course, him driving at Rideau. Even though the two finalists have yet to be determined, it still must be a thrill for you to make it into the final three.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. I was shocked. I got a text from Curtis McDonald the other day, and, he's like, congratulations for being nominated. I said, for what? You know, and he's like, check out Standard Brick Canada, and I did. And, I was in shock for the rest of the day, and, you know, people started texting me and stuff, and I just can't believe it, really, you know, to be in company with, horsemen like that. It's pretty crazy.
It's deserved. You know, that's the one thing about our game. Nothing is unearned. You know what I mean? It's not like figure skating. there's no French judge to mess you up.
No.
I wanted to ask you about some of your tastes and superstitions. One in particular that I thought was interesting in reading your profile, the one superstition you've got with respect to when you're driving in a race is?
I usually use a black whip. This year I've kind of switched back and forth. I'm very superstitious. Like, if something's going right, I won't change it. I think this year I went to go buy a black whip and they had none. So I had to buy a white whip and I went out and win a couple of races. So I stuck with it for a while. I do crazy stuff like that.
Hey, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, you know, I'll eat the same thing for breakfast if I had a good day, you know. And, you know, it's just simple stuff like that. And I don't know why I do it, but it kind of psychs me out.
Well, you're right. You said it right there. It helps to establish a routine. And if you're in a winning routine, you don't want to vary from that.
No, exactly. You don't want to change a thing. So, I mean, I'm still using a white whip the last few weeks, and I've been on quite a roll, so I can't really change it yet.
You've got varied tastes off the track. I thought it was interesting that your favorite actor is?
John Wayne's like definitely my favorite actor of all time.
He died 30 years before you were even born.
Yeah, see, I watched a lot of Westerns growing up with my grandfather. He pretty well raised me. We lived with him. And, he watched Westerns all the time, and that's what I started watching when I was growing up. And I'd say that's where the love of horses kind of came from. So he was kind of always my idol. I still watch them, now. Yeah. And just kind of relaxes me and takes me back in time a bit.
One of my favorite movies is your all-time favorite movie, and that is Braveheart?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I like any of them action movies with lots of fighting and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, and my favorite line is in Braveheart is when they recruited that drunk Irishman. And they said, what are you doing here? You're Irish. He says, do I get to kill Englishmen? Yeah. I'm in. You know what else? It's interesting that, and it makes sense, that a guy with a name like Campbell should love a movie about Scottish rebels. How's that?
Exactly, yeah. No, I'm a big history guy, and that's part of the reason why I like it as well. Where my whole family was kind of always into the history, and I'm actually, my mother's a McDonald, right? So, so I'm half and half there. So I got to torture the McDonald's, but a couple of the battles way back then, the Campbells beat them and stuff. So,
lovely.
Yeah, we always had some fun that way.
This has been a lot of fun. You are a delightful young man, and we know you're going to do yourself proud and your province proud on Saturday. I think it's without question you're going to set that record on Saturday, and we'll look forward to hearing the great news. Thanks so much, Mark Campbell.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.